You worry about two things in life. Two greatest worries are whether you're sick or whether you're healthy. If you're healthy, you got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you live, whether you die. If you live, you got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things to worry about. Whether you go to heaven or you go to hell. You go to heaven, you got nothing to worry about. If you go to hell, well, then you got a lot of things to worry about, right? I heard a guy say that. It just cracks me up every time I hear it because it's so true. It's just so true, part of our life. You know, our freedoms are not to be taken lightly. Amen? Our freedoms are not to be used as an excuse for wrongdoing either. But they're really a profound liberation from the bondage and control of our government. We're celebrating Memorial Day. Memorial Day has a great and deep meaning. That's what this weekend's about. It's to celebrate the lives of those who were lost so that we might have freedom in this country and all over the world, actually. You know, the freedoms that we have today are not achieved without a cost. It came at the price of blood, sweat, and tears shed by countless individuals who served their nation selflessly. You know, the men and women who fought in wars and conflicts did so to secure our freedom and protect our way of life. Man, I am thankful to have been born in America. Amen. Man, when you see what happens over in different countries and even just north of the border or south of the border, you don't have to look that far. Man, I'm thankful to be born in America. We gather here together this morning in America with no concern at all that some regime is going to come in and make us leave or take us out of here, right? You know, those that died, they exemplify the principles of sacrifice and selflessness. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it tells us that so Christ has truly set us free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yokes of slavery. In the NLT, it says this. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in the slavery to the law. I like that. You know, our freedom is not to be taken lightly or used as an excuse for wrongdoing, but a profound liberation from the bondage of the law of sin. Amen? Freedom in Christ. In the Christian faith, we also have a profound understanding of sacrifice and freedom too, don't we? I mean, there's a lot we have to give up to follow Christ. Believe it or not, some people don't quite believe that, but I do. We remember the ultimate sacrifice made by Jesus Christ on the cross to free us from sin and grant us eternal life. Amen? You remember that today? That freedom is not just a release from the bondage of sin, but also a liberation from fear, from doubt, and uncertainty. Man, I'm saved this morning, aren't you? I have no fear that I'm not going to make it to heaven. Amen? I have no doubts in my heart. Why? Because He set me free. I no longer live in fear anymore. I know where my destination is. I don't know when that's going to happen. but I know what's going to happen. I know one day I'll see him face to face. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says this. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Amen? The Spirit gives us freedom. That verse emphasizes that true freedom is found in the presence of our Lord and His Spirit in your life. That's why I know, that I know with no doubt in my heart that one day I'll see Jesus face to face in heaven. I have no doubt that I'll stand before Him one of these days and He'll say, "Hey, I know you." Amen? I know you. I hope that you feel the same this morning. There's a life of gratitude and service, though. This Memorial Day teaches us the importance of gratitude and service, and it's an opportunity to express our thanks to those who sacrificed our freedoms. They sacrificed their lives for our freedom. Many people all over the country, they'll place flowers on the graves of those who gave their lives for the freedom that we have. And it's a symbol that reminds us of that freedom isn't free. Likewise, when we think about our faith, our faith calls us to live lives of gratitude to God for the ultimate sacrifice made in our behalf. Our response to this grace is a life of service where we in turn seek to be a blessing to others. Amen? We don't just serve a set of principles. It's more than principles. Here in America, we have principles that we live by, right? And we have a law that keeps us in those principles. But we've been set free of the law because of what Christ did when it comes to our faith. And we still have a service. We still have principles that we follow, but yet do it out of obligation or out of fear because of what Christ did. We do it out of love because of what Christ did. I wish so many people could understand that. That's why Paul said, faith without works is dead. It's not about the works. But if you love Christ, that's why Jesus said when I preached last week and I said that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. Why? You'll keep his principles because you love him, not out of any other reason. Because you appreciate, you respect what he did. You have gratitude for what he did for you. In Hebrews 6:10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people to continue to help them. Amen. You know that verse, it emphasizes God's remembrance of the good deeds and the love shown towards others, which can be seen as a form of sacrifice and service to fellow believers. We love one another. We care for one another. We take care of one another. Amen? We don't do it because we have to. We do it because we love Christ so much that we want to. Amen? You're not going to get to heaven having to. Okay, that's a old country saying right there, happen to. One word, not two, it's happen to, right? A lot of those words. I like that because, man, I love God so much because of what he did for me that I want to do things for him. I want to do things for the church that he gave his life for. And I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about you guys. You. One word. We got to live out our freedom. Living out our freedom in Christ, it's vital for us to understand that this freedom is not just a theoretical concept, but a reality that should be lived out in our daily lives. Amen? I take it seriously. Why? Because I believe it through and through. I have no doubt about my faith. In the words of Charles Spurgeon, he says this, "The freest soul is the most bound soul. True freedom lies in willingly and joyfully serving our Lord." I like that saying. Our freedom in Christ is not a license for selflessness or selfishness or self-indulgence either. It's a call to a life of purpose guided by love and marked by service. Amen? Just as those who served in the military sacrificed for a greater good than we as followers of Christ are also called to sacrifice our own desires, our own ambitions, for the well-being of others. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and what? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love others. Sometimes that's hard that you love so much. They seem to be a little unlovable. But Christ loved them anyway, and he went to the cross for them. He said, if I'm willing to die for them, then you ought to love them. Amen? Bunch of dysfunctional people in this world. Really. We all, you know, I say it with joy in my heart. We're all a bunch of dysfunctional people. We have our moments. But we have a call that has a purpose. Guided by love. Just as those who served this great country that we live in. You know, it's more about him than it is about this country. That makes sense? It wouldn't matter what country I lived in. It's still about him. Amen? It's about him. Again, I'm glad I was born here in America. 1 Peter 2:16, live as free men and women, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Our freedom in Christ should reflect in how we treat others, how we forgive, how we show compassion, and how we serve those in need. Amen? That all, in essence, our freedom should lead to a life marked by love and selflessness. Because there's power in forgiveness. Hear me? In our journey to live out our freedom we have in Christ, one of the most significant aspects is the power of forgiveness. How many times will we forgive somebody who sinned against us? How many times? 70? 70 times 70? 70 times, I mean, you just keep forgiving. Yeah. We're not so good at that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Live as free men, or be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Without forgiveness, true healing and reconciliation would be challenging, wouldn't it, to say the least? It can't. Yeah, exactly. It can't be done. Lewis B. Smead. Has anybody ever heard of him? Lewis B. Smead. Interesting. Come across him. He said this, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Man, that's a good statement, isn't it? That's something to live by. That name, you know, if it's not too familiar, he was a Christian theologian, author, ethicist. Smeads was known for his work in the fields of Christian ethics and theology, particularly in the area of forgiveness and reconciliation. One of his books that he wrote was called Forgive and Forget, Healing the Hurts We Don't Deserve. Interesting. I read through a lot of stuff sometimes. There's things we agree with and things we disagree with sometimes, but it's all good. In the Christian faith, forgiveness is at the core of our beliefs. We are called to forgive as Christ forgave us. Why? Because there's a role of hope in everybody. There's hope for everybody. People say, how far can you go to be away from God? Well, you have to go a long way. As Christians, our hope is rooted in our faith in Christ, and we have hope in an eternal life, hope in the promises of God, and hope that His love will guide us through all circumstances. Amen? And that hope alone, it empowers us to face challenges with courage and extend hope to others who are in despair. Like I said, we need to encourage one another. Pray for one another, because let me tell you, as bad as you think you have it, there's somebody else that has it probably worse. And I'm reminded of that all the time. I have to remind myself of that. And there's some people going through some stuff. Our good brother John Stanley's home right now from the hospital. Not because he's doing better, because he just didn't want to go home to see Jesus at the hospital and he wanted to be home with his family. Those are tough times. But I hurt my finger this week. And I was really hurt. I couldn't play my guitar earlier this week because it hurt. And then I'm reminded of John Stanley, and my finger doesn't hurt today. I was like, man, that's a silly thing to worry about, isn't it? Hope is being able to see that there is a light despite all of the darkness in this world, too. That was a quote by Desmond Tutu, if you've ever heard of him. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As Christians, our hope is rooted in our faith, Christ Jesus. We have hope in eternal life, hope in the promises of God, and hope that His love will guide us through all circumstances. And this hope empowers us to face challenges with courage and to extend hope to those who are in despair. I know I repeated that twice, but I wanted to repeat it twice. I was hoping, did you guys catch that? Hoping so. We leave a legacy of love, though, when we live out our life. In the midst of conflicts and wars, love has often shone brightly and gave hope. Soldiers love their fellow comrades, and families love their sons and daughters, and communities love their neighbors. And it drew them closer together. You hear stories about what happened right after World War II. Communities were made stronger. Many churches were built right after World War II. There was a stronger bond in America after such a hard thing happened. Love has a lasting legacy. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Christian faith also places a profound emphasis on love, doesn't it? We are reminded here in the scripture that love is the utmost important in our life. We love one another. We love one another. We love our neighbors like we love ourselves. That's one thing about Americans. I'll tell you that. We love ourselves very, very much. We take care of ourselves. We buy ourselves things. We love ourselves. When's the last time you bought your neighbor something? The neighbor you don't like. Huh? You ever think about that? When's the last time you took them a plate of cookies? We don't think of things like that too much in America, do we? But you know what? Jesus thought of things like that. Throughout the whole scriptures, Jesus teaches us those in need. Give to them. Man, we love ourselves. I urge you to take a moment to remember and reflect on those things. 1 Corinthians 6:16-14. Do everything in love. Do everything in love. Man, what's that? What's everything? What is everything? It ain't just at dinner time, right? Man, I ate good, and I loved it too. We went to Don Soul's last night. It bothered me a bit the night this morning, but Leanne got home from her mom's, and I'd got home. I had to go to Cape yesterday for a wedding, and I got back from Cape from the wedding, and then she came in and. She's like, I'm hungry. Let's go eat somewhere. And, you know, we're all trying to figure out where we're going to eat because there's so many choices here in Anna. Yeah. So she's like, what's it going to be, Mexican or no? So we decided to go to Don's Hole. Man, and I loved every moment of it. Every bite. I loved it. Everything. Do we love that? Appreciated the waiter. Waitress. They did a good job. When I told them I had some allergies, you know what they did? She went and got her manager, and he came out there and stood there and listened. Said, we'll take care of it. Appreciated that. Appreciated that. Let me get back on track here. Remember the sacrifices made by many and reflect on those profound freedoms that we have in Christ. Oh, okay. I didn't do it. I'm sorry. Wake you up. There's a writer, and if you remember, during World War II, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Has anybody heard of him? Man, you want to talk about a life of sacrifice, a life of courage. You ever get a chance to read about Dietrich Bonhoeffer? Matter of fact, they've made a couple movies. They made an older one, and now I think they've remade a new movie. I haven't had a chance to see it. Trey said you saw it, you and Sarah. He was a courageous Christian theologian who resisted the Nazi regime. And he said this. He said, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. Man, that's powerful words right there. Another quote that I heard from another gentleman is, "Never will I forget the sacrifices made by those who fought for my freedom." My freedom. He makes it more personal. Not just our freedom, but my freedom. "And I never will cease to be grateful." I talked to a gentleman yesterday. He was in his dress blues. 6 tours overseas. 23 years service. All decorated. Goofy as can be, like most Army brats are. But man, I just couldn't help myself but to go over and say thank you. Thank you for what you did. Thank you. Just as those who served their nations answered a call to protect and preserve freedom, we as believers have a call to live out our freedom in Christ in front of this world that we live in. And it's a call to live lives marked by love and forgiveness and hope and a legacy of love that we leave to everyone else around us. And I would say this, as we celebrate Memorial Day, let it serve as a reminder that our freedom in Christ comes with responsibilities. We are called to serve just as those who came before us did. There's a legacy lived out right here. And I told the Wednesday night crowd that I heard from Sister Betty when she was in the hospital. I went and visited her, and you know, Sister Betty leaves a legacy of love wherever she's at. And she had one of the nurses listening and singing with her some hymnal music on a phone right there in the hospital. A legacy, right? Well, such a great example. Can you imagine what our country would be like if our soldiers refused to fight? And said, "Nope, we're not going. We're not doing it." What would it be like? Can you imagine this world? Can you imagine what our country would be like? Probably wouldn't be speaking English as our language. Yeah, might be German, might be Russian. Might even be Chinese. They got good food, though. I'm getting hungry. Yeah. You think about the freedoms that we have, and then you look at the freedoms that they have in China right now. One of their evangelists that was really pushing the American church or Christianity over there was arrested. And matter of fact, I think he just got let out of jail or let out of prison not too long ago, where he'd spent 20 years in prison for preaching the gospel. And now the church is growing like crazy. Underground, though. They can't do it out in public like we do. They don't have a church house like we do. They do it in silent hallways and in abandoned buildings and things like that. I remember and I reflect on that. Thank the ones who gave their lives. Remember that. Let's remember the sacrifices made by many for the freedoms that we take for granted. Let us also remember that profound freedom we have in Christ, a freedom that calls us to live selfless and love unconditionally. And I'd say, may our lives be a testament to this freedom, and may our actions be a reflection of the love of Christ that we have in our hearts. And as we go from this place this morning, Let us answer the call to action, knowing that our freedom in Christ is a gift that we must share with the world that we live in. Amen. Share that gift that you have. Don't bury it in the ground. Don't bury it in the ground. He's given us a precious gift to share and to multiply. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great group of people. Lord, let us go in freedom, but also let us go in love. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that you made so that we may have that freedom. Lord, I thank you. I thank you in all and everything. We praise you and glorify your name. Let us be called to action and share the gospel with everyone that we meet. And I pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.